President Bush left this morning for a week-long trip to Europe. The first stop is Berlin, where he'll address the German parliament tomorrow and ask for continued cooperation against terrorism.
Our alliance must remain tough in the war against global terror. That even though we've had some initial successes, there's still danger for countries which embrace freedom.
Yesterday, the State Department released its annual assessment of terrorism. It shows an overall decline in the number of terrorist incidents last year, but an increase in casualties. The report, the first since the September 11th terrorist attacks, ranks Iran as the government most active in sponsoring terrorism. Six other countries also are cited as being state sponsors of terrorism. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The State Department report is an exhaustive country-by-country account of who's done what in the past year. The latest report says the number of terrorist incidents was down last year, 346 compared to 426 the year before. But 2001 was the deadliest year for terrorism because of September 11th. The attacks against the U.S. on that day and the United States' response make this year's report especially significant. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the report shows major progress by the U.S. and its allies in the global campaign against terrorism.
Country by country, region by region, coalition members have strengthened law enforcement and intelligence cooperation. We have tightened border controls and made it harder for terrorists to travel, to communicate, and therefore to plot. One by one, we are severing the financial bloodlines of terrorist organizations.
Vincent Canestraro, former head of counterterrorism and analysis at the CIA, says the report is important for what it says about the nature and sources of assistance to the United States since September 11th.
It shows how the attack on the United States has crystallized the cooperation that's required to confront it. And the report goes into some detail about the quality of that cooperation all the way from Algeria to France and praises the cooperation of countries like that in the effort.
The cooperation has come from some unlikely places. The report lists seven countries as being state sponsors of terrorism: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Sudan, Syria, North Korea, and Cuba. It's the same list as the previous 7 years. But the report says that Libya and Sudan actually have been helpful since September 11th. The report says that each has taken measures pointing it in the right direction. Even Iran, North Korea, and Syria, the report says, have made limited moves to cooperate. Greg Traverton, a senior policy analyst at the RAND Corporation, was vice chairman of the National Intelligence Council under President Clinton. He says the report is notable for this positive information.
That's a more interesting and in some ways more important story than the fact that, yes, there's still seven countries we keep on a fairly arbitrary list of state sponsors of terrorism.
Greg Traverton says the report confirms a major change of course by some of the countries on the list.
If you'd ask us 2 years ago, would we be sharing intelligence with Sudan or would we be regarding it as a target, we would have all said, oh, absolutely, a target. So in that sense, I think what is striking is the progress that's been made.
Despite that progress, no country was removed from the list. All remain subject to U.S. sanctions. Both Treverton and Vince Canestraro say the list always has been driven to some extent by U.S. politics. They say there's little evidence that Cuba actively supports terrorism, yet it remains on the list. Treverton says that's unfortunate.
There's lots of good material in the report, but that does, I think, not only look odd, but it does diminish the credibility of the report.
The report accuses Cuba of providing some degree of support or safe haven to terrorist groups, but it also acknowledges that since September 11th, Cuban President Fidel Castro has signed all 12 UN resolutions on counterterrorism. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.